द मैसेज ऑफ अर्ज टू टीच द मैसेज ऑफ गॉड टू चिल्ड्रन एंड यूथ हु आर मिसगाइडेड बाय कंज्यूमरिज्म. सो ही गेव अप हिज ल्यूक्रेटिव जॉब एंड जॉइंड इस्कॉन मीरा रोड वेयर ही वॉज प्रमोटेड एज द वाइस प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ इस्कॉन मीरा रोड विद इन एन ईयर एंड इज करंटली द को प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ इस्कॉन मीरा रोड. ही इज ऑल्सो विजिटिंग प्रोफेसर इन MS यूनिवर्सिटी फॉर मैनेजमेंट एंड सोशल वर्क फैकल्टीज एंड ऑल्सो कंडक्ट सेमिनार. On personal development topics in educational and corporate sectors. His only concern is that the children and youth should understand the moral and spiritual values as enunciated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. His life is dedicated to teaching children and youth. Hare Krishna Mataji, back to you Mataji.
Yeah, thank you so much Prabhuji. I think Prabhuji is not on the call yet. We'll continue our chanting.
Prabhuji is there Mataji.
Oh, okay. Hare Krishna Kamalachan Prabhuji, Dhanvaj Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much Prabhuji for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand over the call to you Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Prabhuji, we cannot hear you.
Om Namo.
Prabhuji, your voice is breaking, Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
You're able to hear now?
Yeah, it's a little bit clear, Prabhu, but on and off your voice is breaking, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna now?
Yeah, now it's better, Prabhu. Yeah.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashtaprayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtikim. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 15, Text Number 13. यत् प्रीननात् बर्हिषि देवतिर्यक् मनुष्य वीरुत वीरुत तृणम् आविरिञ्चात् सा प्रीयेत सद्य सह विश्वजीवः प्रीतः स्वयं प्रीतिम् अगात् गयस्य यत् प्रीननाद् बर्हिषि देवतिर्यन् यत् प्रीननाद् बर्हिषि देवतिर्यन् मनुष्यवीरोत्तृणमाविरिञ्चा प्रियेत सद्यः सह विश्वजीवः प्रियेत सद्यः सह विश्वजीवः प्रीतः स्वयं प्रीतिमगाद्गयस्य प्रीतः स्वयं प्रीतिमगाद्गयस्य यत् प्रीननाद् बर्हिषि देवतिर्यन् यत् प्रीननाद् बर्हिषि देवतिर्यन् मनोश्यविरोत्तृणमाविरिञ्चात् प्रियेत सद्यः सह विश्वजीवः Prita Swayam Priti Magat Kayasya. Yet Prinana. Because of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Barhishi, in the sacrificial arena, Deva Tiryak, the demigods and the lower animals, Manushaha, human society, Virut, the plants and trees, Trinam, the grass, Avirincha, beginning from Brahma, Priyeta, become satisfied, Sadhyaha, immediately, Saha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ha, indeed, Vishwajivaha maintains the living entities all over the universe. Puritaha, although naturally satisfied. Swayam, personally, Pritim, satisfaction. Agat, you obtained Gayasya of Maharaj Gaya. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the Supreme Lord is pleased by a person's actions, automatically all the demigods, human beings, animals, birds, bees, creepers, trees, grass, and all other living entities, beginning with Lord Brahma, are pleased. The Supreme Lord of the personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the super soul of everyone. And he is by nature fully pleased. Nothing, nonetheless, he comes to the arena of Maharaj Gaya and said, I am fully pleased. It is explicitly purport. It is explicitly stated here in that simply by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one satisfies the demigods and all other living entities without differentiation. If one pours water on the root of the tree, all the branches, twigs, flowers and leaves are nourished. Although the Supreme Lord is self-satisfying, so he was so pleased with the behavior of Maharaj Gaya. And he personally came to the sacrificial arena and said, I am fully pleased. Who can compare to Maharaj Gaya? Om Ajnana Vinandasya Gyananjana Shalabhya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Saganalita Shvishakanvitamsya. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate. Gopesh Gopika Kantraga Kantra Mostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripri. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very beautiful words. Yat Prinanat Bharishi Devatiryan. Yat Prinanat. By pleasing Krishna. Now, somebody may ask this question. Is Krishna unhappy to please him? No, Krishna is always happy. Pritaha Swayam. Pritaha Swayam means what? He is a personification of happiness. Personification of satisfaction. Pritaha Swayam. Pritaha Swayam. Priti Maga Gayasya. So now to think that in this world somebody is unhappy And an unhappy person has to be made happy. The same way Krishna is unhappy, so we should go and make him unhappy, make him happy. Not like that. It's not like that. Krishna is Sangra Aranda Bodhatmakam Anupamidam Kala Desha Vidyam Nirmuktam. Sangra Aranda Bodhatmakam is a condensed form of this. You take happiness which is there around the world, wherever you find, whichever happiness you find, whether it is Aihika Sukha, that means happiness of the derived from the objects of this world, persons of this world, whether the happiness which is derived from the heavenly planets, two kinds of enjoyment. One is the happiness of this world and earthly enjoyment, other is heavenly enjoyment. So, whether this material happiness of this world or heavenly enjoyment or Brahmananda, Brahmananda means enjoyment achieved by Brahman realization, liberation. Enjoyment achieved by some yogic siddhis, enjoyment achieved even in Vaikuntha. All kinds of enjoyment, wherever you find it, just put it at one place and then compress it, that becomes Krishna. So, this is Krishna, who is full of happiness. And you have to make him happy. Actually, to make a sad person is happy is difficult. Because in this world, everybody is sad for fun, some reason or other. Even if you make him happy or happy for something, he'll become sad for another thing. Very difficult to make people of this world happy. Impossible. Not very difficult, impossible. You ask all the husbands, they'll tell you how difficult it is to make a wife happy. They make the wife happy for some time, immediately she becomes unhappy for some other reason. And he has to break his head for a few more months to make her happy. You ask the parents, so difficult to make the children happy, isn't it? Very difficult. Especially when a young boy is in love with a young girl, he wants to please her. What all he does? He steals money from the parents to give her some bouquet and take her to some ride somewhere here and there. Does all nonsense things just to see a smile on her face. So there's no point in trying to make conditioned souls happy. Yes, there is a way how make Krishna happy. And it's easy to make Krishna happy because he's already happy. Actually, how does Krishna become happy? He's like this. He's already happy by you practicing devotional service, doing some simple acts of devotion to Krishna, who is hungry for your devotion. When he becomes happy, then you become happy. Actually, it is not that he becomes happy, then you become happy. He is happiness personified. Since he is happiness personified, when you go in front of him and then does some activities which are pleasing to him, it is not that you are pleasing him by doing the activities which are pleasing to him, with the intention of pleasing him. What happens is Krishna reflects in your heart. And what is Krishna made up of? Krishna is made up of happiness. So when he reflects in your heart, then you feel you become happy. Then what happens is, not only you become happy, practically everybody in this world become happy. Yasmin tushte jagat tushte yat prinana barshishi barshishi in the sacrifice. Deva means demigods, Tiryak means animals, Manusha means human beings, Viruta means plants and trees, and Trinagra means grass, Avirinchat means beginning from Brahma, all the living entities, Priyeta Sadhyaha, immediately become. That is why it is only bhakti which actually pleases a person. If you practice pure devotional service, you'll be happy and everybody will become happy. Krishna becomes. So, pleasing Krishna should be the objective of everyone's life. Because bhakti means what? Pure devotional service has been defined like this. అన్యావిలాషితా శూన్యం జ్ఞాన కర్మాధ్యనావృతం అనుకూల్యేన కృష్ణానుశీలనం భక్తివృత్తమ. సో దిస్ వర్డ్స్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ డిఫైన్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. సో ఇన్ ద డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ వాట్ ఇస్ అన్యావిలాషితా శూన్యం, నో అదర్ అభిలాష, నో అదర్ డిజైర్ అదర్ దెన్ ద డిజైర్ టు ప్లీజ్ కృష్ణ. So when we have only one desire, that is to please Krishna, that is called bhakti. Now somebody may say, I'll do an activity which pleases Krishna without having a desire to please Krishna. Kansa also did the same thing. Kansa, he wanted to kill Krishna. He had no desire to please Krishna, he wanted to kill Krishna. But Krishna was very happy by his wrestling. Without Kansa arranging the wrestling match, how can Krishna would have won a wrestling match, tell me? All these days in Raja, in Vrindavan, Krishna used to daily have wrestling with his friends, but he had to get defeated. Every day Krishna has to be defeated by his friends. Krishna's team would be defeated, and the team members also would say, Krishna, hey, we are with you and we are getting defeated every day. Because Krishna loves to be defeated by his dear devotees. Now, first time Krishna is getting an opportunity to show that I can win a wrestling match. And by doing wrestling with the coward boys, how much massage he can get, tell me? Wrestling means nice massage of the body happens. Now, here when Krishna went to Kansa and Chandra and Mushtika and he railed with them, he had nice massage. Nice opportunity of good massage, isn't it? So Krishna was so happy with Kamsa. But though Kamsa was constantly thinking of Krishna, he was doing smaranam, which is one of the aspects of bhakti, bhavada bhakti. Though Kamsa pleased Krishna, but Kamsa cannot be called as a pure devotee. Why he cannot be called as a pure devotee? Because Kamsa, his attitude was not to please Krishna. His attitude was pratikula. That is why anukulena krishnanushilanam. The word anukulena has been used in this definition of pure devotional service. That means activities done by body, mind and speech for Krishna with the intention to please Krishna. So intention is most important. Intention, without proper intention, then our acts may not be called as pure devotional service. Maybe we may be practicing the angas of bhakti. Performing the angas of bhakti doesn't make you a devotee, pure devotee. In every act of our devotional activities, like chanting, reading, serving the Lord, the only one thing should be there, what is it? To please Krishna. If I am able to please Krishna, I want to see a smile on the face of Krishna. If I am able to do that, then my life is successful. Yashoda, she displeased Krishna, but her intention was not to displease Krishna. Yashoda, she was giving milk to Krishna, breastfeeding Krishna. All of a sudden, she remembered that I kept milk on the stove. Immediately she ran to take care of the milk. She kept Krishna down and Krishna became very angry because of the act of Yashoda. Though Yashoda's act made Krishna unhappy, displeased, but the intention of Yashoda was to please Krishna. She thought that if I don't take care of the milk now, which I kept in the stove, Krishna will run to another's house to steal butter. So that is why she ran to take care of the milk. So Yashoda's act displeased Krishna. And on the other hand, Kamsa's act of wrestling match, arranging a wrestling match for Krishna against Chandra and Mushtika, that pleased Krishna. But still, Kamsa cannot be called a pure devotee. Why? Because his intention, his act was pratikula. He had pratikula bhava. Yashoda had anukula. That is why anukulyena bhava is important. The intention behind the activity is important. That is why it's called Bhavagrahi Janardana. Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardana. What is the Bhava? That is more important. Vidvan Vadati Vishnave and Murkho Vadati Vishnaya. Ubhayam Samam Phalam Vindet Bhavagrahi Janardana. This verse says, Vidvan means a person who is learned. He knows Sanskrit, so he says, Krishna, Krishnaya, Vishnu, Vishnave. So Vishnave, he says. But a Murkha who has no understanding of Sanskrit, he says, Krishna is Krishnaya, so Vishnu is Vishnaya. So he would say Vishnaya. But that is wrong, grammatically wrong. There is no ethnographic like Vishnaya. But Krishna is Bhavagrahi, so Ubhayam Samam Phalam Vindet. Both of them get the same phala. Whether it's Vishnaya or Vishnave, both get the same phala. Same result. Why? Because Bhavagrahi Janardana. Krishna accepts the bhava of the devotee. He doesn't go to the external features. So, in this world, even if you please somebody by your actions, you cannot please them always. Sometimes it may so happen that you have pleased them, but your intention may not be proper. They become happy with you. Sometimes it so happens that your intention was to please, but the act was not proper, so it became displeased because they don't know your intention. But Krishna is there in everybody's heart as Paramatma. So he knows the intention. Krishna knows the intention. So if your intentions are pure, it is Krishna. And that is perfect. Even the act of yours may not be perfect. There may be so many discrepancies in our actions, in our performance of devotional service. But if our attitude is pure, that is, I just want to please Krishna, even though there may be some discrepancies in our actions, then Krishna will be happy. The story goes like this. Now Krishna, he was going as a duta to Hastinapura. Then Duryodhana thought, now Krishna, I heard he is easily pleased by feeding him. You feed him, he becomes very happy. So he made a huge feast. So that I'll please Krishna. Then once he is pleased, then he'll take my side. Then Pandavas will have nobody with them. So he had a big feast, and Duryodhana was standing near the gate, and Krishna came, and Duryodhana told Krishna, please come to our house. I made a big feast for you. Then Krishna, on the face, in front of everyone, Bhishma, Drona, everyone was there. On the face, he told Duryodhana, oh Duryodhana, a person goes to somebody's house to eat only on two occasions. Number one, he is very hungry. Then only he goes to somebody's house to eat. Number two, he goes to somebody's house to eat because the other person has affection for him. Out of love, like sometimes our congregation devotees, they call us for prasad in their house. Why? Why we go there? Because we have affection for it. And we have affection for it. That is why we go. Not that there is no food in the ashram. No, not because of that. Not because you're hungry, you're going. No. Or sometimes somebody may go to somebody's house because we're very hungry. You know, let us eat. Now Krishna told Duryodhana, oh Duryodhana, see, neither I am hungry because I am Atmaram. I am not hungry. Neither you have any affection for me. So why I should come to your house? In front of everyone, Krishna told. In Mahabharata it comes. So then he was Duryodhana shocked. Then Bhishma, he thought, it's the right time. I should call Krishna to our house. But he did not have the guts, did not come from his heart to invite Krishna to his house. Drona thought, oh, I should invite. He'll come to my house maybe. Just Krishna walked ahead. Just he walked ahead. And where did he go? He directly went to Vidura's house. And that time, Vidura was not there. And Vidura had not invited Krishna to his house. Now just tell me, why Krishna would go to somebody's house? Because he's hungry. He's hungry for what? Hungry for devotion. Hungry for bhakti. So to satisfy his hunger for bhakti, Krishna went all the way to Vidura's house. When Krishna went to Vidura's house there, Vidura was not there. Only Vidurani was there. And just imagine, a person like Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he goes to Vidura's house without being invited. Just see, you go to somebody's house without being invited. When do you go, tell me? When you consider that the house where you're going is as good as your own house, you consider that person to be very close to you. Then only you go to other's house without being invited. Or you're shameless. Then only you'll go. Chala, we'll just go to the house. We don't invited you. Forget about all these things. I just came. What do you made for dinner? Feed me. Only a shameless person would do that. Or you consider the other person to whose house you're gone to be as good as yourself. You love that person so much. So Krishna went all the way to Indra's house. That is the glory of Indra. Just see, Vidura got the name Vidura from whom? From Vyasa himself. One got Pandu because his name was Pandu because he was pale in color. Dhritarashtra, blind. Now, third one, Vidura, was born from Dasi, womb of a Dasi. And all the three are Vyasa's children, Vyasa's potency. And Vyasa named his Dasi's child as Vidura. Vidya Ratehe Iti Viduraha. One who is always engrossed in spiritual knowledge is Vidura. So Krishna went to Vidura's house and there Vidurani, she was in Sambrama. Sambrama, Samyak Rupena Brahma. Lakshmi Sahastra Sambrama Sevyamanam. Sambrama means you become confused what to do and what not to do in excitement. You do all mistakes. All our mistakes. Just imagine, she went inside and she was not knowing what to offer. Because when somebody comes to you, you have to offer something. Then she just went and then she found one banana from Kerala, one banana. And then she peeled the banana and threw the banana out, gave the peels to Krishna. Because when your mind is disturbed because of seeing Krishna, that is also bhakti. She's totally disturbed, sambrama. And what she offered? She offered the peels. And Krishna was tasting the peels so nicely. Wonderful tasting. But what was Krishna tasting? Tasting bhakti, her intention. Her intention was to please Krishna. So though peels of the banana are not meant to be eaten, neither to be served. But Krishna was eating. Same way Chaitanya. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do when he heard Raghunath Das Goswami was eating the food which is coming out of the gutter of the kitchen from Jagannath? He went there. Raghunath Das Goswami is taking that. Even the cows would not eat that. He would take that and then wash it and then he would take that rice which for stinking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he caught hold of Raghunath Das Goswami. Wow, what is this? You are eating alone without giving me such a nectar. And he just dashed from the hands of Raghunath Das Goswami and started eating. He was so happy. What was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasting there? he was tasting the vairagya, the bhakti, which Raghunath Das Goswami has. So the intention to please Krishna is a key for our progress in devotion, is a key to be always satisfied and be happy in devotion. As much as we have a desire to satisfy our own people, our son or daughter, husband or wife, the same way, just try to satisfy Krishna, because if you try to satisfy anybody else in this world, you do any amount, you spend the entire life, do your best to satisfy that person. You do one mistake, gone. The wife, Vichara, she is cooking every day, serving the husband so nicely. One day, she forgets to put some salt. What does he say? What nonsense, you don't know cooking at all. Horrible cooking. See, like that he said. Her husband is working hard, 12 hours, 14 hours a day, just to please the family members, wife, your house. One small thing happens that he could not buy a particular kind of car, a particular kind of a sofa set, or what kind of husband you are? Useless. There is no point in actually. I don't know why I got married to you. Over. You do one act of which displeases. You spend so much of money, make your children study in the best of the schools. Somehow you are not able to buy a bike for your son because your finances are. The son says, what kind of father you are? What have you done to him? Nothing. Just see, what is useless? I should have not born in this family. He will say like that. Most of the place it happens like this. You work for your boss so much. So much you work for your boss. One, for 10 years you achieved a target. But 1 month you could not achieve one target. You say, nonsense. Insult in front of you, in front of everyone. That is how this whole world has been designed. So, why? Why try to please frustrated people? If you really want to please them, there is a way. Please Krishna. Yes, pintushte, jagattushte. If Krishna is pleased, everybody is pleased. And what is the thing which pleases everyone? It is bhakti to Krishna. What kind of bhakti? Shuddha bhakti. Shuddha bhakti has got six qualities. Kleshagni, Shubhada, Moksha, Lagutakrit, Sudurlabha, Sangra, Visheshatma, Sri Krishna, Karshanicha. So these are the six qualities of Shuddha bhakti. Your devotional service, out of which the second quality is Shubhada. An act can be called as Shubha. Auspicious only when it satisfies four conditions. Number one, it is pleasing to everyone, it is beneficial for everyone, and number three, it has all gives all the good qualities and gives happiness to everyone. So, what is that one thing which fits, which has all the four qualities? It is bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. It is only Shuddha Bhakti which is attractive to everyone. You go on doing kirtan. Even the jungles of Africa, people start dancing with the kirtan. Pleasing for everyone. Pleasing for all the demigods, everyone, including the trees, the plants. And all the only thing is beneficial for everyone. You may invent a medicine by taking which everybody in this world, anybody who takes the medicine, will never fall sick. It may be benefiting everyone, but what about the doctors? It will not benefit the doctors. What will they do? Nobody falls sick. How will they survive? How will they have their livelihood? So on the material platform, the best of the so-called auspicious activities doesn't fit into the definition of auspicious. Actually, only one activity which fits into the definition of auspiciousness, that is Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. So just practice pure devotional service and preach pure devotional service. That's all. That pleases Krishna and that pleases everyone in this world. That makes you happy, makes everyone happy. When you see Krishna happy, that happiness reflects in you and you become very happy. When you become very happy, become beautiful, because any happy face is beautiful face. What is the use of a beautiful face which is unhappy? You better have an okay face, but it's happy. Happy face is always beautiful. So seeing the devotee happy and that happiness makes the devotee more beautiful, Krishna, he becomes happy. When Krishna becomes happy, then he becomes more beautiful. Seeing Krishna more beautiful, the devotee becomes happy, more happy. And because of his becoming more happy, he becomes more beautiful. In this way, Krishna sees the more beautiful face of the devotee, he becomes more happy. That makes Krishna more beautiful. In this way, anandam budhivardhanam pratipadam. There is ever increase, exponential increase of happiness and beauty of serving Krishna, reciprocation with Krishna. So that is actually Krishna consciousness. Just intention, just a desire. I want to make Krishna happy, make Krishna happy. Just see, in this world, can anybody say, you just have a desire to make me happy, that's enough, you don't have to make me happy. Oh, my husband, I have a desire to cook halwa for you. I did not cook. Do you think he'll be happy? No. So, futility. Don't try to make people in this world happy. Just make Krishna happy. Automatically, that will make everyone happy. Because Krishna is the personification of happiness. In this verse, two words have been used. Two very interesting words have been used. What are they? Preeta swayam preetim. Swayam preetim. He is personally satisfied. Vishwajivaha. Vishwajivaha. One word has been used. Vishwajivaha. Vishwajiva means one who is the Paramatma of everyone. One is the soul for everyone. Vishwajivaha. Now, other thing is, other meaning of this particular word, Vishwajiva. One who actually gives life to the entire world. And what is life? Life is happiness. So, that is why Anandamayo Abhyasat, Krishna is known as Anandamaya. Anandamaya Abhyasat. The living entity is also Ananda. Now, we are Sat, Chit and Ananda. The question has been used. Question has been put. Why is it the Jiva is Sat, Chit and Ananda? Why the Upanishads and the Vedanta doesn't say Sat Mayobhyasat? Why the Upanishads and the Vedanta doesn't say Chit Mayobhyasat? Why the Upanishad says Anandamayo Bhyasat? Why is it so? It is because, what is the use of eternal life without happiness? Somebody says, I will give you a long life, but no, you should not talk to anybody. No happiness will be there. You can eat whatever you want, I'll give you. No relationships with anyone. Better I die early, but I want to be happy. I'll give you a lot of knowledge, then no happiness. What is the use of the knowledge without happiness? So essentially, the soul is seeking happiness, because though the soul is Sat, Chit, and Ananda, essentially the soul is Ananda. Anandamayo Abhyasat. Anandamayo Abhyasat. Why? Because Vishwajivaha. the life of the universe. Life means ananda. That is why there are different koshas in our body, in our existence. Ultimately, what is the highest kosha? Anandamaya kosha. There is annamaya kosha. There is pranamaya kosha. There is jnanamaya kosha or manomaya kosha. There is vijnanamaya kosha and there is anandamaya kosha. Now, there was a discussion in the Taittiriya Upanishad. It is a very famous discussion. Bhrugo vai varunahi. So, it so happened that Bhrugu and Varuni both are there. Bhrugo vai varunahi. Then he goes to a spiritual master. Bhrugu. He goes to Varuni and asks, I want to know who is God. I want to know Brahman. Then, eto yaimani bhutani jayanti, yena jatani jivanti, yet pradiyanta vishambishanti. So, from whom everything comes from, and after coming, on whom they all are residing or being sustained by them. And after inhalation, into whom everybody enters. So I want to know. So then he says, go to the forest. So then go to the forest, then only you'll come to know. So then Bhrugu vai varunahi, they went. Taittiriya Upanishad, Bhruguvalli talks about it. So then Bhrugu vai varunahi, Bhrugu, the son of Varuna, went to Varuna, his father. Please tell me, and you go to the tapastattva, go into tapasya. Then he went to forest. Then he started seeing, all the living entities are living because of food. All the living entities are living because of food. And they are born out of food. And ultimately they become food for somebody. So then he came back to his father, who is actually a spiritual master. Prabhu came to his father, Varuna, and told, Anna deva bhutani jayante, Anna deva bhutani jivanti, at padim avisham vishanti, tad brahma tad vijigyasva. And his father says, no, go back. Because even after eating food, if the food is a thing which is making them live, why they are dying? Oh, then he thought, true. Then he goes back and finds out, it is because of prana. Even though food is there, ultimately people want prana, affection, love. So in this way, Prabhu goes and comes back, goes and comes back. And ultimately, he lands up saying that, Ananda deva bhutani jivanti, Ananda deva visham. Yanandadeva bhutani chayante, Anandadeva bhutani jivanti, Anandadeva visham vishanti. So when he came to the conclusion that Brahman is Ananda, full of bliss, full of satisfaction, then he says, yes, this is what is Brahman, this is what is God. So even though there is food, there is affection of people in this world, even though you have knowledge, even you have spiritual knowledge, that understanding and not this body, the spirit soul, this world is God's energy, all these things, even though if you have that, still that rasa. Raso vai saha. Raso vai saha. Raso yivayam ladvanandi bhavati. That is Upanishad Vakya. Krishna is who? Rasa. Rasa vigraha. Ananda chinmay rasatpataya manasru. That is why Rupa Goswami, when he coined this verse, Bhakti Goswami says that. He says, rasa akhil rasa amritamurti. So till we taste that rasa, and how you can taste rasa? Just with a pure intention. I want to stay while in the face of Krishna. Yasmin tushte jagat tushte. Bhakti Swami says that rajaniya paramapurusha sukham is sukhatvam. You don't have to do big things. The simple acts with the intention to see a smile on the face of Krishna. Every act. It may be cooking. It may be just simple chanting. A small bhajan. Like this class. If you hear, so that Krishna will be pleased. If I am speaking, thinking Krishna will be pleased. My life is successful by seeing Krishna happy, seeing me speaking about him. Oh, my life is successful, seeing Krishna happy, hearing this class. Oh, I am chanting, not for some concentration, to see Krishna happy, that's all. I will struggle as much as possible to see Krishna happy. That will not only make you happy, satisfied, but makes the entire world happy. We stop here. Any questions, please do ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu, for a nice class. Prabhu, one thing we can understand, if we are serving Krishna, we are happy. And whomever we are interfacing, right, Prabhu? We you know, share our happiness, or they can feel that happiness in us. But how, like in the lower planetary system, or sometimes, you know, trees, grass, which we don't interface with, become happy, Prabhu?
Krishna is in everybody's heart as Paramatma. So all our experiences, matha smriti jnana apohanam cha, all these things are coming from him. So by making Krishna happy, actually everybody becomes happy. Even the material happiness, what we experience and satisfaction we experience, is because of Krishna. You see, in this world also we find that somebody is happy just if we get some chapati and some tea. Somebody may not be happy even if he gets halwa to eat. I was in a flight one day, a small flight, short flight, Udaipur, Mumbai. A person next to me, he was restless the moment he got the flight. Then somehow the air hostess came, the cabin crew came. He asked for some juice. She gave. And just he took one or two sips and he started shouting and yelling at her, because it was not the brand or the juice which he wanted, and she gave some. Somehow the chief cabin crew, she came in and pacified him. But the whole fight for the 45 minutes, just grudging and grudging and grudging. And the grudges is staring, you know, because he had a chartered flight, his own flight, that somehow got some problem in that. So he had to come in this flight. He said, I'm a owner of 1,000 crore company. I can buy this aircraft, this company like anything. He had thousands and thousand dollars, thousand crores in his bank. Just one bottle of juice, he could not get that to 30,000 feet high. After coming back to his, after 45 minutes when he lands, he can swim in the juice, whatever juice he wants. He has so much of money. Just see how easily he got disturbed. So why? Because Krishna is making him disturbed, sitting as Paramatma in the heart. And you just give a small prasadam when we go on the streets, in a car, traffic jam, few beggars come. As soon as they see us, Hare Krishnas, they know Hare Krishna, they don't give money. And they openly ask, prasad, prasad. And all the children, beggars would come. we have some prasad, some peda, or something that it would give. I'm telling you, they become more happy than maybe somebody would give 100 rupees, even 1,000 rupees to them. So, if you are sensitive enough, we can perceive that Paramatma reciprocates when we preach and practice pure devotional service. And the same Paramatma, he makes them unhappy because of their forgetfulness of their connection with them. So, everybody is connected in this world to the Paramatma. That is why Vishwa Jivaha, what has been used here, Vishwa Jivaha. Because he is there as a jiva in every living entity. And he is a person who gives jiva, happiness to everyone. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and a couple of more commentators, they have explained that he is one who makes the jiva happy, makes the world come to life. Life means happiness. Suppose somebody is not happy, he is actually not living. So Vishwa Jivaha means one who actually gives jiva, happiness to the entire world. So that is what is the understanding of this verse.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanavata.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for wonderful class, Prabhu. Very enlightening class. If anybody have any other questions or realization you'd like to share, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Okay,
Hare Krishna here. Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mandir.
Dhanavad Pranam, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Your classes are very, very inspiring and enlightening. Always also touching the heart. So, Prabhuji, my question is not related to the class, but I wanted to use this opportunity to ask this to you. Srila Prabhupada says in that chanting Hare Krishna, which he wrote personally, that the chanting is heard from a mouth of a non-devotee, it has an effect of milk touched by serpent. So, and also we see in the, in Gita Mahatmya stories, if we see from one species to another species, like for example, the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, one prostitute, she hears from the parrot, and the parrot is, heard from the sages, and from her, it goes to somewhere. So, like this, without even that the speaker's participation, this the Lord's glorious words like Bhagavad Gita, we see that it has an effect from not only from one life to another life, to one species to another species, like this. So I'm not able to understand this more. And also, I mean, how come it's such a strong word, right? Touched by a poison, touched by a serpent, it becomes a poison. So can you explain, Prabhuji, what's the secret behind this?
See, that is done without an offense. When Prabhupada says, Avaishnam Kod Girdam Putam Harikatamritam, means those who are contaminated by the Mayavad philosophy. So those who are contaminated by my philosophy, they are offenders. We should not hear from them. Otherwise, offenselessly, somebody is doing, you are directly connecting with the potency of the holy name. That is why they all have their effects. But if somebody is a Mayavadi, then we should be careful about it. That is what is it.
Oh, yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Because if Mayavadi, if we hear it is offensive, and then even though it is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we will not be able to get, we might end up in Sayujya. Is that the reason, Prabhuji?
Yeah, we end up in hell. Mayavadi bhasha sunne hoye sarvanash. That is why we should avoid Mayavadis. Okay. So you stop here.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, feel Prabhupada teacher.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for a wonderful answer. Is there anybody else have any questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class and very nice description about bhakti. Like, you explained how Yashodamaya, even her act is not pleasing to Krishna. That is called bhakti, and Kamsa's act is pleasing to Krishna, but it still is not bhakti. And also, you nicely explained about the bhakti of Vidura, how Krishna, told on face everybody that Duryodhana, you don't have bhakti, so I cannot come to your house. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. Hare Krishna. We can end Mataji Vandanam.
Okay. Yeah. Let us pay thanks. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your valuable time and association to us this morning, Prabhu. We are very grateful to you and we look forward for your association again and again, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your wonderful class, Prabhu. Let us pay obeisances to Prabhuji and all the devotees. Vancha Kalpataru.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
We will meet tomorrow. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Radhe Radhe. Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji.